I'm joined by John Phillips. He is the mayor of the city of Burlington. He is also the development director at Notre Dame and the general manager of Bluff Harbor Marina. But, you know, actually, speaking of Bluff Harbor, I don't know if the weather turning nicer. I don't know if you anybody out there.
You know, it's the weirdest year. Most of our slips are sold, but we only have three boats in the water so far. Mother Nature has not cooperated at this point.
No, really, it has been sort of a as we've gotten into what is supposed to be the warm weather season, it hasn't been very warm, has it?
No, and this weekend I think it's going to drop back down to like 48, and the following weekend looks in the 50s, and the problem is the temperatures are night are down to the 30s, so we've got another week or so.
But it will happen. The weather will get nicer and all of that sort of thing.
You bet.
Anyway, people will be out in boats, selling boats. Are many boats going? Have you sold?
Boat sales have been absolutely across the nation. Boat sales are up. Camper sales are up. Boat sales are up. So people are out looking for ways for recreation. So it's fantastic.
Big Hollow has had, I think, pretty much they've already been booking up their. They've been booking up their. Both their permanent electrified sites and also their regular mm-hmm. campsites.
You know, while we might as well get that in, right? This year, you know, the only thing I can tell boaters this year in Burlington is it's going to be a little bit tough with our work on the riverfront. We did put the docks in for the unload docks on North Dock. The Schrader public docks this year will be connected to the North Docks, but it's probably going to be June before they get those mooring poles set. And we're still waiting on materials and river levels for the south end docks. So bear with us. You know, it's going to be it'll be tough this year, but by this time next year, we're all going to be in a lot happier.
And events that are at Memorial Auditorium, if you can, please use the south lot.
Use the south lot, and you know, because those events are tonight typically, so. There won't be any conflict there. And the other thing is the city is running a free bus service for any of those events at night. You can park at some of the city parking lots. They're all tagged.
And catch a shuttle?
And we're shuttling them for free. So you get on the bus, and they take you down to the auditorium. Then when you're done, you get back on the bus, and we'll shuttle you to the parking lot.
Speaking of what, I know Jefferson Street's going to be under construction, block by block.
It already
under
is, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah. And that will be through pretty much through this. Actually, it's going to be through till next year, won't it?
Right. Ports and our contractors moving at a pretty good clip. Of course, you know, when you're doing a whole project like this, you're working on sewer, fire hydrants, sidewalks, lighting, everything, you're going to run into unforeseen problems. And we've also had a little bit of wetness. And so they're running just a little bit behind right now. But the way these guys go at work, we'll get caught up soon.
Now, I was going to say, Memorial Day or the Friday and Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, mm-hmm. there will be bike racing. And if you work on this street, North 4th Street, you might want to be parking someplace else. And I don't know how Martini's is going to be doing, but
I think they'll be all right because the races will pretty much be done by.
They should be done by 8:30 or 9. But as long as you remember that. But the next Saturday all day, that's going to be that same street, and that will go. We'll go in opposite directions for Friday night's event versus Saturday. So just be prepared to, there's no Jefferson Street on it.
No,
at all.
No Jefferson this year. And, you know, we just didn't want to jeopardize that great event by the unpredictability of weather and construction. So it'll be a new and a challenging route, I'm sure, but it's great to have the Criterium back.
Well, and it's also going to be right here. I wonder if my Wi-Fi will be able to get from here.
Yeah, you might.
I might. It's right. It's just over there.
You can just do the bird's eye view, go up top.
Well, I'll actually be doing the announcing on the stage. For
that's
most
true.
Days.
That's
However,
true.
It's going to be normally I've had when they've done the road race, I've had to have somebody up in a car and texting me 150 times on what's going on. This one, at least, it will be. Both routes will go into the North Hill neighborhoods.
And you know, drone pilots out there, I would love to see some footage of the Criterium from a drone shot. I think that would be really cool. So if you're a drone pilot and you're out that weekend, Memorial Day weekend, throw them up in the air and let's get some video of the races going.
There will be the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast Saturday, and Friday Fest will be going on Friday night. So
yeah, it'll be our traditional kickoff weekend, just with a little bit of traffic cones.
Well, considering the fact what we had happen during COVID, this is the first time the last bike races we had were in 2019.
Yeah,
so it's nice to see these things back. Now let's talk about some other things. Notre Dame, the Pot of Blue and Gold.
It's rolling. Pot of Blue and Gold is tickets are on sale right now. $100 ticket buys you an opportunity to win $100,000 or one of the other 74 cash prizes. So, you know, the nice thing about our raffle is someone is going to win. We've had two or three local winners in a row, which is fantastic. Ticket sales have been outstanding so far this year, but the thing is, we're only selling 4,000. So
right.
Last year we were close to selling out, and you know, your odds are better when we don't sell out, but there's still only 1 in 53 if we do. You just don't miss out. This week, school's closed for Easter break, but I'll be in and out of the office, the development office, or the business office is going to be open up until Thursday. So you can still get tickets, or you can mail in for them. You can buy them from any of the Notre Dame families, and there's merchants out there selling them for us. The couple of credit unions are selling them, Case Buying and Five Star. So you can pop in and get a ticket just about anywhere.
As you get close to the drawing, will you be doing the drive-through?
We'll start our tent around May 9th. We'll have the drive-through tent. You'll see me out there for most of the time.
Okay. And again, it is Pot of Blue and Gold. It's really, by switching these around, it's been beneficial to both events, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it has. By moving God's Portion Day, it makes a great welcome to Burlington, to families that are enrolling in Notre Dame maybe for the first time. And of course, it's open to the public. And Pot of Gold has really thrived on this early date. It's open for anybody who wants to win a ticket. And the thing is, we appreciate your support because it goes to our teachers' retirement, salaries, benefits. And to be blunt, we're a private school, and so we don't get the school property tax dollars that the public school does. So we really rely on this income.
So it is a very important event. Notre Dame sports, I know your soccer is off to a great start.
Soccer's off to a great start. We've got track. We've had some great athletes excelling at track. We have tennis and golf. Let's see, there's so much stuff going on. Soccer, yeah. I think baseball's getting ready to start. It's just, it's a heady, a busy spring.
And warmer weather will be also on the way, but the construction downtown, building construction has been booming, and I know that construction, road construction, building construction, the downtown has, the more stuff has been added downtown, hasn't
it?
Yeah,
the great thing is that, you know, I know people have said, well, they're redoing downtown again. You got to remember the last time we redid the sidewalks and the roads, major construction downtown was 76, right?
Steamboat Walk.
And so the sidewalks that had the aggregate pebble, which was nice back in the day, we're going to have all new fresh concrete sidewalks that are, one, not slick. They're easier to shovel, easier to maintain. We'll have new lighting that shines lights down on the sidewalks rather than up in the air. So it's a lot of work, but along with that, we have a lot of projects downtown. We have the Churchill Lofts building is getting close.
Right.
Blau is open. The Blau Lofts apartment building is open. You look down and you can see the Tamas rolling, which is fantastic to see.
You got a new grocery store.
Got a new Asian grocery store in the Blau building.
And there's going to be, a brew pub, I believe, in that same business,
well,
is it not?
No, there's two grocery stores. There's going to be a grocery store in the old Five Flags building.
Oh, okay.
There'll be a grocery store there and a brew pub, and they're working on that project. And then Merge, which is the old Burlington PD, that project should be cracking. Come around May 1st, I think, is when they're going to start on that really hard. And they also have an option on the old typewriter shop.
You know,
building.
It's amazing how, you know, you add a business here and you add a business there, and then all of a sudden you become and then you build more living space downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like it's like a domino or whatever. One thing leads to the other, right?
Yeah, I mean, and if you look at our Roosevelt Quarter and the Agency Corridor, you could see businesses are plugging in there. You look at the Planet Fitness, the remodel of the Big Lots and the dollar store there, Dollar General. Yeah, it really looks nice there. And there's other projects coming along the Agency Corridor, other projects on the Roosevelt Corridor. But the downtown core is, I think, is what makes the town the strongest. So you have a strong, vibrant core. Naturally, businesses want to come and be part of that. Our restaurants and nighttime establishments are thriving throughout town, and they're, you know, there's more popping up every day. We have people come visit us, and they can't believe our restaurant selection for our size of town.
And also the fact you've got so many millennials that are moving in there. Now,
right.
The upside, and I had Chad Bird on, the upside is you got a lot of young people moving in, but they are not having any more kids.
No.
Or they're not adding to the population.
Not necessarily. And, you know, the other thing we've kind of found is they really don't like to mow grass. That's why all these apartments are going up. And I will say I'm with them. I don't blame them. I don't miss mowing grass at all.
All right. Anyway, it is John Billups joining us. He joins us every other week. And we'll, again, the Pot of Blue and Gold drawing is exactly what day?
May 21st. It'll be about 6 p.m., and it'll be on Notre Dame Facebook Live, which is open to the public. So we'll have Father James and Father Marty there, and they're really quite a good show. So I'd recommend tuning in whether you win or not.
Hey, John, have a great week.
Thanks.